Credit card balances are rising as inflation and rate risk squeeze household budgets. Credit card balances are climbing as inflation holds purchasing power down and markets price in potential Fed rate increases. If you are carrying a revolving balance at today's average APR, the math is worse than it looks. The simple version. The average credit card APR is sitting above 20%, and Americans collectively owe more than $1.1 trillion on revolving credit card balances. That combination matters right now because inflation, which is running at 4.2% year over year as of May 2026, is making everyday purchases more expensive, which means more people are reaching for the card to cover the gap. When the balance does not get paid off in full, the rate risk piece adds a second layer. Markets have been pricing in the possibility that the Fed may need to raise rates again if inflation does not cool further. The Fed funds target is currently 3.50% to 3.75%, held since the April 29, 2026 FOMC meeting. If the Fed moves up, credit card APRs follow almost immediately because most cards are tied to the prime rate, which tracks them. The numbers. Total revolving consumer credit outstanding. Approximately $1.37 trillion as of the most recent Federal Reserve G.19 release Federal Reserve, FederalReserve.gov. Average credit card interest rate on accounts assessed interest. Above 22% as of the most recent Federal Reserve G.19 data Federal Reserve, FederalReserve.gov. CPI year-over-year inflation, 4.2% as of May 2026, up 0.4 percentage points from the prior reading BLS, BLS.gov. Federal funds target rate, 3.50% to 3.75%, held at the April 29, 2026 FOMC meeting Federal Reserve, FederalReserve.gov. Prime rate, the benchmark most credit cards index to, typically set at the Fed funds upper bound plus 3 percentage points, currently around 6.75% Federal Reserve, FederalReserve.gov. CFPB Consumer Credit Card Market Reporting documents that most variable rate cards reset within 1 to 2 billing cycles after a Fed rate change, CFPB. ConsumerFinance.gov. How credit card rates move with Fed policy. Most credit cards carry a variable APR that is written in your cardholder agreement as prime rate plus X percent. When the Fed raises the federal funds rate, banks raise the prime rate by the same amount, usually within a billing cycle or two. That margin above prime, the X, is set by the card issuer and does not move. What moves is the floor underneath it. This is different from mortgages, which are tied to treasury yields and move more slowly. Credit card rates are faster and more mechanical. A 0.25 percentage point Fed rate increase translates to a 0.25 percentage point increase in your card's APR, usually within 60 days. That sounds small. On a $5,000 balance, it adds about $12.50 per year in interest. On a $15,000. Inflation's role is less mechanical but just as real. When grocery bills, rent, and gas prices rise faster than wages, the gap often gets filled with credit. A household that was paying off its full balance each month may start carrying a small revolving balance. That balance earns no grace period. The moment a balance rolls over, the full purchase history on that card starts accruing interest. Inflation does not touch your APR directly, but it is often what the real cost lends on a $6,000 revolving balance at 22% APR. $6,000 is roughly the median revolving balance for cardholders who carry a balance from month to month, based on Federal Reserve consumer credit data. Here is what that balance actually costs if you make minimum payments versus paying it off aggressively. Balance, $6,000 at 22% APR. Minimum payment approximately 2% of the balance or $25, whichever is greater. Time to pay off at minimums only, approximately 17 years. Total interest paid at minimums only, approximately $7,200, meaning you pay more in interest than the original balance. If you add $150 per month above the minimum, payoff time drops to about 3.5 years. Total interest paid drops to roughly $1,100. Difference between the two paths, more than $6,000 in interest and 13 years of your financial life. If the Fed raises rates by 0.50 percentage points and your card goes from 22% to 22.5% APR, That same $6,000 balance costs an additional $30 per year in interest. That is not the catastrophe. The catastrophe is carrying the balance for 17 years in the first place. Rate increases make a bad situation incrementally worse. The underlying situation is what costs you. The rate on your credit card is not the problem. Carrying a balance at that rate for years is. What this means? The combination of sticky inflation and the possibility of future rate increases is a specific kind of pressure on household budgets. Prices rise, paychecks may not keep pace, balances grow, and the cost of carrying those balances goes up at the same time. It does not require a recession to be painful. It just requires holding a revolving credit card balance through an extended period of high rates. The structural fact worth understanding is that credit card debt is the fastest transmitting channel between Fed policy and your monthly budget. A mortgage rate barely moved when the Fed raised rates in this cycle. Your credit card, a PR, moved within weeks. If the Fed raises rates again, the people most directly affected are the ones carrying revolving balances today, not homeowners with fixed-rate mortgages. What this is not. This is not a prediction of whether the Fed will raise rates again or when. This is not advice on whether you should pay down your credit card balance, take out a personal loan, or do a balance transfer. This is not a recommendation of any specific card, lender, or debt payoff product. This is not a statement that carrying credit card debt means you are doing something wrong. And this is not a substitute for talking to a nonprofit credit counselor if your debt situation. Sources: Federal Reserve Consumer Credit G.19 Release, https://www.federalreserve.gov. Federal Reserve Credit Card Interest Rate Data, https://www.federalreserve.gov. BLS Consumer Price Index, May 2026, https://www.bls.gov. CFPB Consumer Credit Card Market Reporting, https://www.consumerfinance.gov. Federal Reserve FOMC Statement, April 29, 2026, https://www.federalreserve.gov. Fred Series, DSACWA 027 SBOG Consumer Revolving Credit, https://fredsdlewisftorg/series/DSACWA027 SBOG.